This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. An article published this month in the Journal of the American Medical Association suggests a vegetarian diet may lower your chances of getting colorectal cancer. It's based on a study of more than 77,000 Seventh-day Adventist men and women. For our Consumer Health series, Vital Signs, I talked about this with Dr. Ronnie Stadler, a colon and rectal surgeon with Baylor Scott & White Healthcare.
The Adventist population that they're studying around Loma Linda University is an area in the United States where persons tend to live 7 to 10 years longer than the rest of the population. They tend to smoke less, drink less, exercise more, tend to be less stressed than the rest of the country. The study is very useful in showing that you can reduce your risk of colon cancer by up to 20%. And the significance of that is that our average risk is about 5% for the general population.
The study found those in the group who followed a vegetarian or plant-based diet had lower rates of colorectal cancer. Now, can anyone say exactly why that was at this point?
We don't know exactly. We think it's related to multiple factors. Vegetarians have a lower body mass index. They have a tendency to be less obese than the rest of the population. There are proteins that can be measured in our blood that only come from eating animal products. And those proteins may be a factor in the increased rate of cancer formation.
Is fiber a factor in this at all?
Fiber has been shown to decrease the risk of colon cancer over time.
Now, the interesting thing was those who combined fish with the vegetarian diet did even better.
That's correct. The pesco vegetarians, persons who consumed fish more than once a month, but red meat less than once a month, had the greatest risk reduction of developing colon cancer.
The power of omega-3 fatty acids?
There's probably a link there between the omega-3 fatty acids.
In either case, you're talking about a pretty healthy eater. So wouldn't this kind of result, if you're studying what may be linked to lower rates of colon cancer, wouldn't this be a natural thing anyway?
It is a natural thing. We know that better diets reduce almost all causes of mortality in reducing the risk of cardiovascular disease, other types of cancer, and now colon cancer.
So by studying people who tend to lead healthier lifestyles, was this a way at answering questions about what may cause colon cancer than, say, taking a survey of people in general?
That's right, because this population, this Adventist community around Loma Linda, is a more homogeneous population, and they have much less variability than a wider spread study would have.
So if you're practicing clean living and you still end up with colon cancer, that's telling.
And that's just a factor that these cancers are caused by a combination of our genetics and our environment. What these patients are doing in the Loma Linda area is they are reducing their environmental risk by living the way that they live. They still have whatever genetic factors contribute, such as the family history issues that sometimes cannot be overcome.
So in terms of the people studied, how does that compare to the average profile of the person who gets colon cancer, or is there one?
In my practice, I see marathon runners who have done everything right, unfortunately, get colon cancer. We see people who aren't particularly taking great care of themselves, undergo screening colonoscopies, and they're completely normal.
Yeah.
So we should all try to have a healthier lifestyle, but you can't look at this study and say, if I never eat meat, then I don't need to be checked for colon cancer, because that's not the point of this study. There is a reduced risk over time in people who consume less red meat and more fish than other persons, but you still need to be checked. That's the only really way to know.
Dr. Stadler, thank you for being with me.
Thank you so much.